Hey, Dad.
Whoa. Hey, boy. You missed me, huh?
So how was your trip, Mr. Crane?
Oh, the hunting was awful. Didn't bag a damn thing. Duke and I sat there for 2 days just waiting for something to happen. It's like when Frazier took me to see Nicholas Nickleby. Thank God this time I had a gun.
Dinner is almost ready. Shall I set you a place, or would it make you feel better to go out and shoot your own eggplant?
Oh, Dad, what have I told you about bivouacking in the entryway?
Sorry. Well, how was your hunting trip?
Came home empty-handed.
Oh, dear. I guess that means for the next several weeks we'll hear you grouse about the grouse and carp about the carp.
You've been working on that, haven't you?
Well, there was traffic. Yeah.
Daphne, I have to take the roast out of the oven. I need the recipe for the glaze. Could you get it? It's in my briefcase in the burnt sienna colored folder.
No problem.
Brown, but don't tell anyone I know that.
Dad, sorry to hear your trip was a bust.
Oh, it's all right. Wasn't so bad. You know, the worst day of hunting still beats the best day of working.
You don't work either.
You don't think it's work talking to you? Duke, on the other hand, is a lot of fun. You know, he can fit 27 marshmallows into his mouth at one time.
What was that?
What was what?
That's a cricket.
How'd that get in here?
It must have stowed away in your gear. Get rid of it.
Oh, don't worry. Eddie will take care of it. Terriers are born hunters. Go get him, boy.
This woman is in love with you.
What?
Heather Murphy says right here she's obsessed with you.
Oh, wrong file. You're not supposed to look at that.
Yeah, I can see why. And when were you planning on telling me about this?
Never. These are session notes. They're confidential.
Well, she is in love with you.
First of all, I can't discuss the woman in this file, which, by the way, is clearly Umber and not Burnt Sienna. I can tell you that it's very common for patients to displace feelings they have for someone else onto their psychiatrist. It's called transference. So even if a patient thinks she might be in love with me, she really isn't. And usually those feelings disappear as therapy progresses. Okay?
Okay. So how did she tell you? Did she come on to you? Did she try and kiss you?
I can't tell you.
All right. I understand your little secret. Just blink once for yes and twice for no.
I think it's coming from in here.
What?
Dad has brought home a cricket.
A cricket? Get behind me, Daphne.
Everybody freeze.
Don't move a muscle. Well, I hope that cricket saw what I just did to this toasted almond.
I'll tell you, Ross, it was the worst night of my life. Just as I'd begin to doze off, the damn cricket would start stridulating again. Honestly, do you have any idea what it's like to be awakened intermittently throughout an entire night?
I have a 3-year-old. I can't remember the last time I slept through a night.
Yes, of course, but this constant chirping and chirping over and over. Really, you can't imagine it.
Really? Did the cricket crawl into bed with you? Did the cricket throw up on you?
Gee, I wish I had a 3-year-old so I could win every argument.
Hey, Daphne.
Hey, Roz.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Dr. Crane. Oh, that scone looks good.
Yes, well, it's all right. They call it nervosa berry, but I'm convinced it's just yesterday's banana. I have half a mind to have a discussion with someone about it.
You should. So what do you know about transference?
Well, more than most.
Is it true that patients can actually fall in love with their therapists?
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, it's quite common. You see, in a therapeutic setting, a doctor's empathy can be misconstrued as romantic interest, especially when the patient is of a particularly vulnerable nature.
But therapists never return those feelings, right?
Well, they're not supposed to. But it does happen. Well, I mean, think about it, really. We are human. Transference can be very, very powerful. I remember back in my days of private practice, I did have my share of female adulation.
Oh, my God, were you able to cure them?
I'm not a miracle worker, Roz.
These no bananas.
I knew it. You smell it, too. Excuse me. This day-old scorn is fooling no one. Don't you walk away from me. Don't you dare walk away from me.
Okay, so who is she?
Who's who?
Miles's patient.
All right. I saw one of his files by mistake. The woman is madly in love with him.
So who is she?
Her name is Heather Murphy.
Heather, huh? That's trouble. What else do you know?
That's it. I only got a quick look at the file.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing. Niles said he can't talk about his patients, so what choice do I have? I should trust him.
If I found out some bae was after my guy, I would have to know everything about her, what she looks like, her profession, what she's being treated for.
Yeah, I don't think that's relevant.
What if she's a sex addict?
You can be treated for that.
So they say.
Damn it!
Oh, geez, you still at it? You go to your room, you won't even hear the thing if you close your door.
Close my door. And just concede defeat. I know, here's a better idea. I'll just move out and let him have the run of the place. That's good. I'll have two apartments, one for me, one for my cricket.
I tried closing my door. I could still hear it.
Dear God, can't you make him shut up?
That prayer doesn't get answered around here.
This is your fault. You're the one who brought him here.
What's the big deal? If you were paying a ton of money to stay in some country inn, you'd be loving the sound of cricket.
Yes, well, I love a babbling brook, too, but that doesn't mean I want one surging through my condo.
I'm calling an exterminator.
No, you can't do that. The chemicals are too dangerous already.
All right, fine. You have 24 hours to get that intruder out of here, or I'm calling Eddie or no Eddie. It taunts me.
So, how was your day?
Fine, thank you.
Why don't you tell me about it?
What do you mean?
You know, couples come home, they talk about their day. Why don't you ever want to share?
Well, I suppose I'm not used to it. Maris always needed silence to cope with her chronic migraines. Mel couldn't talk. She'd be wearing the molds from her teeth bleaching kit.
Well, I'm interested. Why don't you tell me something about your day?
Okay. Let me think. I saw the best pair of driving gloves.
That's good. Anything else?
I had a Cobb salad for lunch. You're right, that was fun. Okay, I'm going to go brush my teeth. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Julia Roberts just signed on for $20 million to play a woman who falls in love with her psychiatrist. Of course, she gets him in the end. Sound familiar, Daphne? Look in the briefcase. I know I would. And now let's hit the beach.
Oh, thank God.
What?
I missed you.
I missed you too. Oh, my beeper's going off.
Well, let's see what we can do about that.
Oh, my. Could be an emergency.
Who is it?
It's a patient.
That woman?
I really can't talk about it, Daphne. I'm sorry, I may be a while.
You sleeping?
I was trying to. I'm attempting to rearrange my schedule. Apparently, his royal chirpiness is nocturnal, so I have to be as well.
I got the answer to the problem right here in this box. Look.
But we couldn't squash him with the shoes we already own?
Not shoes. Eddie's vet told me to get a gecko. It's a cricket predator. You know, like you'd get ladybugs to eat aphids if somebody had let me grow tomatoes on the terrace.
Dad, I told you, it's a condo board regulation. No fruiting plants.
Whatever. Anyway, just give me a half an hour and I'll have that pesky cricket out of the kitchen and inside this gecko.
I see. So we set a lizard loose to catch the crickets. Then what? We get an owl to eat the gecko? Then we get a tiger to eat the owl? What eats the tiger, Dad? Tell me that.
An alligator for one, smart guy. But that's not gonna happen, and you know why? Because we put a little harness on the gecko so it doesn't run away.
Oh, this just gets better and better.
But I had some twine here.
Well, I used it to stabilize a veal shank. Why don't you just make a little harness out of the dental floss?
Hey, that's not bad.
I wasn't serious. Not my cinnamon waxed.
I've changed my mind. I can't go through with this.
You have to, Daphne. You know you're not going to sleep until you see what this Heather looks like.
I thought I'd feel better once I got a look at her file. Instead, I feel worse. She's successful, well-traveled, well-educated. What if she's gorgeous, too?
Daphne, you've got this all built up in your head. And once you see her, you'll know what you're up against.
I suppose. But what if we get caught?
We lie.
I'm a terrible liar.
Listen up. Lying is all about confidence. As long as you're confident, people will believe anything you tell them.
Are you sure?
Fraser thinks I'm at the coffee machine right now. Excuse me, we're looking for Heather Murphy.
This is her office. And you are?
For 2 o'clock.
I don't have anything on the books.
This is unbelievable. Make a note. Reevaluate all scheduling procedures. CC all department heads.
Heather will be back in 5 minutes if you want to wait.
Oh, we'll wait. In the meantime, 2 coffees, cream and sugar. Think you can handle that?
Yes.
We'll be in our office. Let's go. Now!
You know, I think coffee might make me more nervous.
We're not gonna drink it. I'm just trying to buy some time so we can look around. She's gotta be in one of these pictures somewhere.
Well, there's a lot of people there. Which one do you suppose she is?
I think it's the one that looks like her.
Excuse me. Can I help you?
We flew in from corporate for a meeting which the geniuses in your department managed to screw up. I don't know what kind of monkey business is going on around here, but we are this close to shutting this entire branch down.
How could you fly in from corporate? Corporate's downstairs. I'm calling security. Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I?
Just run!
It's asleep, Dad.
No, it's not.
Really? He hasn't twitched his tail for 2 minutes.
That's because he's lulling him into a false sense of security. The most dangerous part of a gecko is its mind.
What are you talking about? A gecko's brain is like this big.
But a cricket's brain is only this one.
All right, fine. Where were we?
Ann Margaret.
You cannot just blurt out Ann Margaret like that. I'm sorry. We can only take 10 women to Love Island. All right. Gotta put a little thought into this. Tell you who makes my list. A dark-haired temptress.
that works at the bookstore.
Lisa?
You know her name?
Are you kidding?
What? All this time you've been going down there, I thought you belonged to some kind of book club.
Oh, there's a club, all right. You know, she got a belly ring last week.
That's fantastic.
Here, hold on to this for a minute, will you? While I grab a beer.
Sure.
Oh, Dad, he's making his move. I can feel him. Oh, all right. Give him a little play.
Right, I'm doing it.
All right, a little more.
Right.
He got him! Reel him in! Right, oh, but right. Not too fast now. Not too fast. You don't want to tug at it.
I can't believe this worked. That was amazing.
Oh, great work, buddy.
Thanks, Dad.
I meant the gecko.
Yes, of course. Good job. Well done.
Will you be using this floss anymore?
I think we'll just let him keep it, all right?
Okay.
There we go. In you go, little man. Congratulations. Well, that's it.
Yeah. Cricket's dead.
Gosh. Even though I am savoring the newfound silence, I sort of miss the excitement of the hunt.
Yeah. Well, all right.
You know, Dad, were you aware that the male cricket chirps in order to attract the female cricket?
Wow, that cricket was doing an awful lot of chirping.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
There might be another cricket.
There might be more than one. I'd hate to go to bed and then have to get up again.
Well, probably we should just play it safe.
Release the geckos.
Well, this is an unexpected treat.
Niles, I have something to tell you.
Is it that I'm the sexiest man you've ever known?
No. I mean, yes, you are. Yes, but that's not why I'm here.
Something wrong?
Well, sort of. It's about Heather Murphy.
Daphne, I've told you, I cannot talk about my patients.
You don't have to. I found out by myself.
Did you look in my briefcase? You read her file?
I know, it's bad.
Those files are confidential. How could you?
Look, before you get going, you should probably know.
No, there's no excuse. That is the worst thing you could have done.
You would think so.
What else did you do?
I went down to her office to see what she looks like. But she never found out who I was or why I was there. I know it doesn't make it okay, but I was just so worried and I had to find out who she was. And I'm so sorry, I feel so ashamed. It was all Rosie's idea. Look, I know you're angry, but please say something.
Angry doesn't begin to describe it.
Niles.
You have violated this person's privacy. If she found out, they could suspend my license.
I'm so sorry.
And you don't trust me. How could you possibly think there could be somebody else?
Because I was somebody else.
What?
You were married to two other women while you claimed to have been in love with me. Well, now that we're together, how can I be sure, really sure, that there won't ever be another somebody else?
Because I would never... Because this time it's different. Our love is different. It's not based on somebody's expectations or anything I'm supposed to be. When I was with Maris or with Mel, I found myself thinking about you. Going about my day or even when I was in a session, I found myself thinking about you. Well, now we're together. I find myself thinking about you. It's not going to stop.
I'm still mad at you.
I know.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, everybody.